from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. More protests on more college campuses this week. That's at the University of Texas in Austin, where state police in riot gear used horses and bikes to push back a sea of students occupying a mall. The protesters there and at other schools calling for an end to the conflict in Gaza.
Protests also cropping up at Brown and Harvard, where students protesting the war in Gaza are demanding the university divest from Israel. At Columbia, where this wave of Israel-Hamas war protests began last week, the clock is ticking down to tonight's deadline to end the protests on campus. Mostly peaceful protests have been marred by anti-Semitic hate speech and violence driven in some cases, officials say, by outside non-student agitators.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the Columbia campus yesterday meeting with Jewish students was heckled at one point. Should presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for acts carried out during their term in office? One former president thinks so.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. An Arizona grand jury handing up a sealed indictment against more than a dozen people for allegedly taking part in a scheme to use fake electors to overturn Donald Trump's loss in that state. The names believed to include Rudy Giuliani and former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows. President Biden will be campaigning in New York today. He attends a fundraiser in Westchester County at the home of Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. You're listening to ABC News. Airlines pushing back on the new federal rules that would force them to offer quicker refunds for delayed flights. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
The trade group representing the airlines argues customer satisfaction and air travel are at an all-time high, and airfares are at an all-time low when adjusted for inflation. They say refund complaints have fallen sharply since 2020, with $43 billion in refunds since then.
Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new rules from the Department of Transportation. Progress today in the Port of Baltimore after it was shut down last month by the collapse of the Key Bridge. A 35-foot deep channel will be opening up, allowing more commercial ships in and out.
Reopening this channel is about, you know, getting $100 billion worth of economic activity for the country turned back on again.
Army Secretary Christine Warmoth, 7 cargo ships have been stuck in the harbor since that ship hit the bridge, taking it down. This channel will allow 5 of them to get out. The Senate taking aim at prices for some popular drugs. Senator Bernie Sanders announcing he will launch an investigation into what he says are outrageously high prices of weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy. Sanders writing in a statement, if prices for these products are not substantially reduced, they have the potential to bankrupt Medicare and Medicaid. Tonight, NFL fans are rejoicing at the 2024 draft as it kicks off in Detroit. The Chicago Bears will have the first pick. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.